Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Capella Minerals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol CMIL. Shad and I are chatting with the president and CEO, Eric Roth. Now, just to bring everybody up to speed, Capella is focused really in Scandinavia. Prior to really this interview and our past interviews, the company has a project in Sweden, two projects in Norway, and now what we're recapping is recent news of two project acquisitions in Finland. So again, continuing the Scandinavian focus. Eric, just a quick comment then. What drew you to these projects in Finland to build out that portfolio of projects for Scandinavia broadly?
Yeah, thanks, Corey. And thanks for the great introduction and a big welcome to your listeners too. So you set the scene really well there. You basically mentioned we have already an excellent portfolio of projects. We have the two high-grade copper assets in Norway. We have the gold asset in Sweden. Now, of course, one of the attractive things of Scandinavia is, all of them are great jurisdictions to be in, and there's great geology in all of the countries. But of course, Finland is one of those destinations too, where there's a lot of Canadians with eyes on the story, in the sense of there's a lot of activity there. The part of the world that we're talking about is the Central Lapland Greenstone Belt, which is in the northern part of the country. And it's just one of those, geologically, it's one of those areas that's part of what we call this Fennoscandian Shield, and just some great geological potential. And and I'm sure a few of you listeners are following some of the companies that are operating there. It really is a great piece of turf to be operating in. So we feel that it was a great bolt-on asset to the current Norwegian and Swedish projects as well. So,
Eric, there's definitely a lot of interest in Finland, especially from investors over the last year. We've seen the success of Rupert Resources, Orion. We now have Firefox there. But speak to us a little bit about where your projects are located, because I believe you're also very close to the S2 Resources Kinross JV, and there's some historic mining that's done around that area. So bring us up to speed on where these properties are and why that looked attractive in this particular geologic belt.
Yeah, as you mentioned, Shad, look, there's a lot of activity in that belt. You have you mentioned Rupert Resources, there's Orion, there's a few other groups operating in that part of the world. Specifically in the areas of the two projects that we acquired, one of which is Kadajavara and the other one is Akenes. Now, basically, we have an old Outokumpu mine, a gold copper mine within the property boundaries. And also we are adjacent to the JV, as you mentioned, between S2 Resources and Kinross Gold. And of course, they're looking primarily for gold, whereas we have gold and copper targets on our properties. But the interesting thing, of course, there's a lot of activity in that part of the world. It is a very productive piece of the Earth's crust. We also have, to the northeast of us, we have Agnico Eagle, which has the Katila mine. So it is just one of those belts where there's so much going on in terms of gold, copper, and of course there are people looking for, cobalt and nickel as well too. So there's lots of things going on in that part of the world. But particularly the reason for selecting the projects that we selected was twofold. One is, of course, it's a great belt to be in and some great properties. But of course, we do have a relationship with Cullen Resources. And of course, John Horsburgh, who is the chairman of Cullen, used to be our chairman as Mara Resources as well, too. So there's also we've worked well together in the past, and there's no reason why that shouldn't continue going forward.
All right, just a quick note here. Eric is on site in Norway. So a couple of the little technical issues, but all in all, Eric, we do appreciate you providing this update. Can you give us a little background on some of the past work that has been done on these projects outside of that past mine and what work the company needs to do here to start building up towards some targeting and towards drilling?
Yeah, so that's a good question, Corey. So I guess what we do have to start with is there's some quite extensive geophysical databases, so regional databases, both from government data and also corporate data. As you're probably aware, and your listeners are probably aware too, in that part of Scandinavia, a big part of the early exploration is auger drilling in tills. You typically get this till cover, which covers, it's often just a few meters thick, but it does cover the underlying geology. So what we do have have to work with, aside from the old mine, as you mentioned, and you know, the work the neighbors are doing. But in terms of our ground, we have quite a bit of data to work with in terms of existing geophysical data. There's and a lot of this auger drilling data we have to work with. So, you know, and even from what's been done to date, and there hasn't been much done recently. So a lot of this data is relatively, you know, there hasn't been much done recently. So, you know, there's a lot to work with, and there's some good targets coming out even from the work that's been done to date. And of course, as we go forward, we'll need to be much more systematic. It's quite a large area. We're talking about 200 square kilometers that the two projects cover. So we will need to sort of be much more systematic with, for example, the auger drilling going forward, and making sure we be just do a proper review of the projects. But, you know, even today, there's some good targets ready to go. But I do like to be systematic before we actually start drilling things.
Well, Eric, you're out in Norway right now. So also just bring us up to speed on what kind of work you have going on the ground at your two copper projects in Norway. And if there's any update on the Sweden project, the Southern Gold Line project, just to remind investors, you got a lot of going on in Scandinavia.
Yeah, we certainly do, Shad. And we've got field crews on the ground at Sjoli. So that's the first of the copper projects in Norway. Now, of course, we've been doing quite a bit of effectively what we're doing is we're getting the individual drill sites defined for permitting processes. And that to get to that point, we're doing a lot of systematic work in the field, a lot of systematic soil sampling. There's a lot of geophysics going on. So the plan basically is by the time we get to the end of September, to have individual drill sites identified and then go into the permitting process to you know, thinking about getting those drilled as soon as we can, the priority targets there. Similar thing at Lochen. We've got, we're evaluating the targets and keeping in mind these are quite big properties too. They're each 200 square kilometers plus or minus. So at Lochen, we're also systematically working through the regional targets around the old Lochen mine. And at Sweden too, we have quite a few people on the ground as well in terms of, but in the case of the Swedish project, it's a much larger project. It's about 500 square kilometers. So the systematic work we're doing now is really leading towards getting some drill targets for next year. So that's a project that'll be more than likely drilled next year, not this current year.
So Eric, just simplify for everybody then in terms of near-term catalysts, especially when it comes to drilling, because Capella is a exploration company now with a handful of projects across Scandinavia. What's the process going to be for drills on the ground for catalysts for the stock, please?
Yeah, so Corey, so I guess there's two parts to that story. One is the Scandinavian side, which of course we manage 100%. So the plan basically on the Norwegian side is the two copper projects, to move those as quickly as possible into permitting. Now, Sjoli will be the first cab off the rank in the sense of we've done the most systematic work there and we should be able to go into permitting here before the end of September. Then closely on the heels of it will be the Lochen project. So we do expect to have, and just to make a comment too, the permitting process normally is about 2 months plus or minus. So you know, we do hope to at least be able to start drilling on at least Sjoli before the end of the year in Norway, and of course Lochen will follow shortly afterwards. Then of course, to while not in Scandinavia, we do of course have two interests in two projects in Canada. They're joint ventures, of course, where the JV partners are the operators. And we do also hope to be drilling, or at least to have kickstarted drilling on those projects before the end of the year as well, too. So we're looking at sort of by the end of the year, hopefully drilling on three, if not four projects to have kicked off.
Okay. Eric, I appreciate the update here. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Eric regarding any of the work going on at any of the projects in the company's portfolio, please email us either fleck@kereport.com. or shad@kereport.com, and we will get those addressed next time we chat with Eric. Eric, I appreciate the update. Keep us up to date on future news, please.
Great. Thanks, Corey. Thanks to Shad.